To talk about a very important question in the world of Machshava, based on a Ramban that is very famous at the end of this week's Parsha. The Ramban tells us that there are certain situations in which we are exposed to revealed miracles, Nisim Gluyim. The most, I guess, what he's referring to there is Yetzias Mitzrayim in this week's Parsha, where we encounter the leaving of Mitzrayim, but some of the Makos and just amazing miracles that took place. That's true in Parshas B'Shalach also when it comes to Kriyas Yamsuf. These miracles that seem to be these Nisim Gluyim. And the Ramban implicitly asked the question, why don't we have miracles like that nowadays? Why was it that in the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim there were these Nisim Gluyim that would take place? There were certain times in history where that would be the case. Why is it that nowadays there are not really Nisim Gluyim the same way? Many asked the question to make it even more, you know, wouldn't it be better if there were Nisim Gluyim? It'd be easier to worship Hashem if there were revealed miracles and it was so explicit and so clear, his role in this world. And the Ramban even writes that that's part of the goal of Nisim Gluyim, is that it shows us and orients us towards an increased sensitivity to the role that HaKadosh Baruch Hu plays. So there seem to be a couple different mahalchim. We'll try and develop at least some of them. The Ramban writes in his Perush al HaTorah, Uva avor ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo yase os umofes bechol dor. God's not going to do in every generation. Le'enei kol rasha o kofer. It sounds like, according to the Ramban, the reason why there are not revealed miracles is because we are not in a generation, or because there are people in this world that are unworthy of seeing such miracles. Now, that's an assumption about who the door was in Yetzias Mitzrayim, perhaps. It's also a particular assumption, I guess, about particular generations. But that's the approach of the Ramban, that we're in many ways, there are people here, because Baruch Hu does want to do it for them. The Ramban in the Sefer Torah Hashem Tamima elaborates and says similarly, I guess, that we just are not on a level where we would be deserving of that. Oh, she'ein tzorech la'asos kein. Or there's just no need to provide, to be able to give over such miracles. What's interesting is that there are those who point out that this may be part of a larger perspective of the Ramban, where the Ramban understands that while it's true that God can intervene and change the Teva, that of course is true, because Baruch Hu does not desire to do so unless it really becomes critical, people that really need it, it's really necessary, or there are tzaddikim that sort of like just force it, that it has to be the case. The Ramban seems to say that here, that because Baruch Hu doesn't have this like real interest in doing so. The Ran and Drash Ran and Drash Shmini says that also, that because Baruch Hu tries l'kayim min hago shel olam b'chol matte efshar v'shateva yakar be'enav l'yishaneu elet tzorech hecharech. There seems to be this orientation, because Baruch Hu likes Teva. Teva is a good way for us to be able to function. And only when it really becomes critical, so then do we have these nisim, gluyim. It's interesting. Rav Shmuel Arbach had, a fantastic diak about the Gemara in Meseches Yuma. The Gemara says that Esther is the last of the miracles. What does that mean? Esther is the last on some level of these certain kinds of revealed miracles. And the Gemara says, Nimshla Esther l'shachar. Just as the shachar is sof kol halayla, af Esther is sof kol hanisim. Just as dawn is like the end of the night, so too Esther is the end of the miracle. So Shmuel Arbach pointed out, isn't it interesting that we call the period of time which God gives us revealed miracles nighttime. And it sounds like the day is when God doesn't give us revealed miracles. I would have thought the opposite, that the daytime is when things are very clear, and that's the stage of revealed miracles. It sounds like, says Shmuel Arbach, that on some level, the world of revealed miracles is not the lichatchila. The lichatchila is being able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu as part of Teva, to see God as far as the regular day-to-day. And the revealed miracles are necessary at stages in history, similar to this Ramban. They have to be there in particular stages. But it's really not that what we want to do. If we can get to a madrega where we don't need to, and if it could be kept, that's part of the Ein Sorech Bahem. There isn't really a need to. We're not really going to come along, and we're not really going to do it. That's one mahalach that comes from the Ramban. Again, the Ramban seems to say part of it is that we're not deserving of it, but the Ramban also emphasized part of it is that it's not necessary. And it sounds like part of it for the Ramban is that we want to keep Teva as much as possible, and only when, because Baruch Hu really needs to change things, only then does he really change things. He puts that in Sefer HaTorah in a couple of different places. That kind of an idea relates to Kalayim and things like that. There is another idea, which I think is a fascinating one, that I think Rav Dessler was into. Rav Wolbe quotes part of this in one of his letters. It's found also in the Mishnah Sosher of Dessler Haggadah, page 185. So let's quote and say for O Moshe. A very, very interesting thing, which is like this. perhaps we are, said of Dessler, we often have the orientation that revealed miracles would allow us to enhance the quality of our belief. That's what the Ramban, at least on some level, seems to argue. Says Rav Dessler that sometimes the opposite is the case also. A person who has a more attuned, a person who's tapped into that world of Emunah, sometimes that person will also see revealed miracles more frequently. Suggests Rav Dessler, as do some others, perhaps there are Nisim Gluyim all around, and part of the question is whether a person is attuned and aware enough to be able to identify them as such. The way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, some of the Mefarshim point out, and this is some part of the Sefer Darchi Mustard, Back of Diamond pointed this out, about in general, even a lot of the miracles in Mitzrayim, that even the miracles in Mitzrayim, so many of them could be explained al pi derech hateva. If you look in as far as the Makkah, people who have written about this, what could have happened that particular time to cause that particular Makkah, certain winds that would have come and been able to facilitate and generate Kriyas Yamsuf, that there are often two ways of looking at events. I can look at an event and I can see that event as being hidden. I can look at that event and I can say, oh my gosh, look at that amazing miracle that Klai Yisrael happens to be there. One of the intriguing questions sometimes is, says with Dessler, is a question of perspective. To what extent, when I am having some exposure, when I'm being able to look at that particular event, am I able to see it? There are those that suggest that Klal Yisrael, this in the Sefer Darchi Musri, suggests that Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim was at a level where they actually still were not fully aware of the extent to which there were really miracles there. That they were sitting there at Mitzrayim and they didn't know exactly what was going on. It wasn't so sure. This happens to be a coincidence. It's something more than that. It's Dafka Kriyas Yamsuf, where the Torah says that V'yar Yisrael Asiyad HaGdola Asher Asa Hashem B'Mitzrayim, and then it's V'Aminu B'Hashem U'V'Moshe Avdo. That would happen that at Kriyas Yamsuf was that sort of like became the moment when we looked at Kriyas Yamsuf. That was just, that one blew us away. That one strengthened our Emunah. And it was at that point in time, the Torah says, then we realized Asiyad HaGdola Asher Asa Hashem B'Mitzrayim. That's when we were able to fully appreciate the revealed miracles in that sense. Because of that, and there are elements of this, Rabbi Nachman, some others also, the line between Nisim Gluyim and Nisim Nistarim is perhaps not as great as one would think. That it's not that there's these explicit miracles that everybody would see and everyone say, oh, that's very clear. Then there are the hidden miracles that happen to be there. But in fact, there are often different levels of miracles, and whether it's Nisim Gluyim or Nisim Nistarim is in fact often in the eye of the beholder. And says Rav Dessler, the more that a person perceives the world through the prism of a particular kind of emunah, the more that they're able to experience it. This even comes up. The time's messing with me a lot. This even comes up. Rav Yaakov Ariel, Chief Rabbi of Ramat Gan, one of the great rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael nowadays, with a very sharp ha'ara. There's a very well-known comment of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish said that we should treat the Gemara has very harsh refers in very harsh terms to those that are not fully observant Orthodox Jews. The Gemara at times refers to a mummar, very harsh lashonos and very harsh halachic dinim, even the status of non-Orthodox Jews. The Chazon Ish very famously says, well, in our generation, when the hashgacha of Hashem is not so clear, when providence is not so clear, it's in your day, so then we would look at them a little bit differently. We wouldn't say, oh, this person's the most terrible person. We'd say that they haven't had the opportunity to Yigash Baruch Hu, and therefore we should respond to them with a greater sense of ahava, with a greater sense of awareness. He does this to explain certain earlier makoros. Points out back of Ariel, the Chazon Ish there in that piece seems to be referring to times when there were some miracles going around. Seems to be referring to times when, and it's not so clear that the distinction between the Gemara's time and our time, there were massive shifts as far as the amount of revealed miracles that were there. What he means by Darchei Hashkacha were somewhat hidden has more to do with the perspective of people. There was a time where people were attuned enough to identify certain things as being revealed miracles, and then to reject that would be a more heinous or more egregious act. If it's a time when, whether it are or aren't, it becomes more challenging, sometimes a person who's more attuned can be aware of the miracles that happen to be present. Rav Yamar has been speaking about that a lot recently, it seems to me, about Gush Katif, the guys at Gush, Aza. The people that have returned from Aza, who have described, just again, we had this on a Friday night here, just the things that they've seen there as far as, where they come back with a perspective of miraculous events. You know, a guy coming back and saying, like, I almost passed away twice this week, and there were just crazy things that were going on. That sometimes it's a question of perspective. One who comes with the framework of Emunah sometimes can be more sensitive to all of that. So on the one hand, it does seem like we are, the Rabbona Sha'olam, the Sefer Chinuch writes also in Parshas Tzav, there seems to be this preference for keeping things al pi derech hateva, Sometimes, once in a while, for a tzaddik, we may change it. But really, unless it's a real tzorech, the Ramban writes, we don't like changing derech ha-teva. If you remember, we spoke about this earlier in the year in the slot. Some connect this to the Ramban about why there's an isser of kilayim. Because Baruch Hu does not want us changing teva. Teva should be what it is. Teva should be what it is. Of course, we have to elevate it. But elevating and changing are not exactly the same. Not exactly the same thing. But this idea, based on Rav Dessler, that perhaps, I think in Chabad Chassidus, they may have this also, that there really are a lot of miracles, and that's part of what we daven for. That's part of what we daven for, writes Yaakov Naiman there in the Sefer Darchei Musar, that we daven Anisecha Shebchoy Mimanu, we daven in Modim for the miracles that are there every single day, because the person who has an orientation can see, identify, and be aware of an increased amount of miracles. Have a wonderful rest of your day.